Okay, we'll start with the kashrus. We already spoke about how cooking and things similar to cooking with heat can transfer taste from something osir to something mutter, or from milchiks to fleishiks or whatever. We also spoke about cold things, whether they're dry or wet, they're touching each other, whether they're oily or whatever. And now we're going to speak about another way that things can become treif, foods. We'll see, maybe even kalim. It's called kavush. Kavush kemavushal. If something soaks in a liquid, it has to be a liquid. A honey is considered a liquid for this. Anything of the, even of the viscosity of honey is still considered a liquid, as long as it's pourable. But if it's frozen, it's not considered a liquid, and these halachas don't apply. So kavush kemavushal means the following. If you have something that, let's say, a kosher apple, okay, that soaks in something that's osir, a liquid, for 24 hours. If it's a regular liquid, not brine, in other words, salt water or vinegar, those are exceptions. But a regular, any other regular bland liquid, and it soaks for 24 hours, not less, then the apple becomes osir. Even if it doesn't absorb anything of the liquid, because the it's a complete apple and the skin doesn't let it absorb, the taste absorbs because it was kavush. Soaking for 24 hours is like cooking. It's just as if there had been heat. So the whole apple is osir. If it's soaked in, let's say, chazer, what's it called, liquid for 24 hours. The opposite is also true. If you have two solid things, okay, that are soaking in water, and one's milchik and one's fleishik, then the, and if it's 24 hours, then the milchik and fleishik mix together because of the soaking, and they're become osir. It's not like cooking. It's not called that you cooked milk and meat together, because even though kavush is kim avushal, it doesn't mean it's actually cooking. It means that the result is the same as if it had been cooked. But it's not, the process isn't cooking. So it wouldn't be prohibited from the Torah, where you'll be asur b'hanav, you wouldn't have any benefit from it, but you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. Because there's a mixture of milk and meat. What other possibilities are there? Okay, so kavush kemavushal has to be 24 hours. If it's anything less than 24 hours, it doesn't become prohibited.
Thank you.
It's possible that even less than 24 hours it'll become osir, but not because of kavush kemavushal, because it's kind of things where the liquid goes into the solid directly. Now, it's a porous kind of thing, right? It's also possible that if the one of the solids begins to disintegrate and becomes almost like a liquid, liquids mixed together become osir right away. We're talking now where you have a solid in a liquid, or two solids in a par of a liquid, right? One milchik and one fleishik, or one osir and one mutter. Then the soaking has the effect of cooking. Okay, but if it's two liquids together, one prohibited, one mutter, you have yayin nesach and the regular what's it called, water or something, and they mix together, that doesn't have the law of kavush. That's a regular thing. Again, it has to be liquids where it's mamish soaking in the liquid, and it has to be 24 hours straight, and you didn't change the liquid. So therefore, if it's in running water for 24 hours, it won't become osir, according to most opinions, because the water changes. If it's if you took it out of the water for a short amount of time even, and put it back, then the 24 hours are counted. They have to be continuous.
How short of
a amount of time? So it's a shayla. If you took it out just for a few seconds, it could be that it's still osir. There is an opinion like that. But if you took it out for an extended amount of time, a few minutes, then you put it back, the 24 hours doesn't start until the time you put it back.
And the running water also is treif.
What?
The running water is also treif. It's not, that, not regular water, it's treif.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Something treif, whatever.
If you dry it, you take it out?
What?
You take it out for a couple seconds, you have to dry it off?
No. If you have two solids that are wet, touching, for 24 hours, there, it doesn't prohibit the whole thing, but there it's good to take, cut off a kedei klipa, to cut off a little bit of the ends of each one, that is necessary. Okay, if it's soaking in brine or vinegar, brine is salt water or vinegar, there it could be usher in as little as 6 minutes, according to some opinions, and according to others, 18 minutes. Then you don't need 24 hours. 6 minutes, 18 minutes, and it could be that even immediately it becomes usher, there she asks a shayla. If you have something soaking, two things, one treif and one kosher, soaking in salt water or in vinegar, there you have to ask a shayla, even if it's soaked for a minimal amount of time.
Is the same?
Hold on one second. No questions yet. Okay, next thing is, how about the kli? Okay, you have something, a treif of liquid, soaking in a kli for 24 hours. Does the kli become usher? Do you have to kasher? So basically, if it's an earthenware kli, which we usually don't use, regular earthenware. Earthenware means not glazed, like porcelain, right? But real earthenware, like a flower pot. Then, according to everybody, it becomes usher in 24 hours, and the kli needs to be kasher, regular kasher, if it could be kasher. If it's not earthenware, but it's glazed earthenware, or glass, or metal, then it's a big shayla. That you have to ask. Sometimes it'll be usher, sometimes not. If it's wood, or things that are porous, there it's somewhere in between earthenware and metal, or glass, and there also if there's a shayla. Okay. What could be not a problem, okay, this I get shaylas all the time, that people have these ice cream containers, okay, and there's ice cream in them, obviously. Now, after the ice cream is finished, you want to clean it out and use it for something else, inflation, parav. Since the ice cream was in there for obviously more than 24 hours, right, does that make the container milchit? So basically the halacha is not. If the ice cream remains solid, it doesn't make the container milchit. You can clean it out and use it for inflations. The container is parav. And if you put parav of things in there, they don't become milchit either. But if you put liquid ice cream in there, right, for 24 hours, then it's a shayla. Some hold that even something that's mutter, like milk, can make a kli the same thing, and some hold that this halacha that it becomes like cooked is only if the thing is asr. It's milk and meat, or it's something prohibited that became absorbed into it, but something permitted that became absorbed, milk into the thing, the milk is an asr, then it doesn't become prohibited. So again, if it's solid, frozen, anything frozen, even if it's a liquid, but it's frozen, these laws don't apply to it. So if you have frozen ice cream for weeks in a container, you finish it, clean out the container, the container's parv. Anything else? Okay. That pretty much covers this thing. You know at least what to ask, what's worse, what's... Okay, another question.
The thing of having the glucose and then the change it to does that also go for things like from
milk to par or inflation? Yeah. Pretty much so. Yeah, in other words, like where you have an apple that is, what's it called, soaking in milk.
Milk what? Say it was sitting in a glass of milk for a whole
right, day. For 24 hours, then the apple is milking.
And then what about the clean
that it was in? That's a shayla. That ask a shot depends what the situation, what the conditions are, and what kind of kli it is or whatever.
The apple is cut, so it takes less than 24.
Yeah, it's right. If the apple's cut, I'm not sure if a cut apple absorbs the thing. You could just wash it off, right? It could be that a cut apple doesn't absorb, the milk doesn't go into the apple, it just stays on the surface, and you can wash it off, and it'll be okay. Could be even a cut. I don't know if the apple is a good example, but surely if it's not cut, it doesn't go into the skin. Right, but a lot of dry things don't absorb anything. If it's a piece of bread, yeah, the what's it called? The milk is absorbed into the bread or anything like that. Yeah.
Cream cheese in this country is very thin.
Cream cheese?
The cream cheese, the containers that we get the cream cheese in, would that?
No, that's still not a pourable liquid. It's much more thick than honey.
Right. Okay. Fine. My honey doesn't always pour, but right.
Yeah, I'm saying that honey is. Yeah, but the cream cheese is a solid, basically.
Not here.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the sour cream.
Sour cream is not a liquid.
Okay, fine. So then the cream cheese is like that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And sometimes we have pyrocaving in milk or Fleischig sink, and they, let's say we don't wash the dishes for more than 24 hours. I guess we don't have a problem with soaking in a liquid, but sometimes they touch each other. The can, maybe a carve knife is in the sink with some cheese, and it touches each other. And if it sits for more than 24 hours, does it? I don't know if it's exactly the same thing that the Rebbe was talking about, but
you have cheese in a sink.
Like,
and you have a parva
that have cheese on it with right. parv things in it.
And the cheese is soaking in the dishwater together with the
parv
thing. Yeah, that probably would be a problem if you leave it for 24 hours in the water and it's all submerged.
If it's not all submerged and let's say just slightly gets touched and it's sitting in, or let's say the water was turned on in between, it's not like mom's.
Yeah, if it just touches, just wash it off good.
If there's soap in the water.
Who?
Soap.
Soap? Yeah. Soap makes a difference. Could be it's all pogum. Again, I can't imagine that all the conditions should be met. But if it is, again, you have a piece of cheese and you have a kli, that's still not so possible that that's us. It would be more of a problem if it was a fleshika thing with the cheese there soaking. But pariv kaling with milchiks, we said, could be it doesn't make the kaling milchik. So probably is not a problem.
The water's running.
The water's running, so you have constantly new water, so it hasn't been in the same water for 24 hours.
The same water, but it's circulating.
The same water circulating, but not new water.
Yeah.
Probably it's also, because it's what's it called, it doesn't make a difference if the water's stagnant or not stagnant, just it's in that water the whole time. The fact that the water's moving doesn't make it less absorbent.
What does the soap do? How does the
soap help? Soap makes it pogum. That it's not, it's no same time with God, which we didn't get to yet, but we'll get to that. And therefore, if something absorbs a taste that is pogum, doesn't make it usher. Soap is a shayla, whether soap makes something pogum or not. Yeah.
So if somebody left, say, a melted knife in the flesh at sink with the dishes for 24 hours...
In water? Well, the challenge is whether a fleishik sink is really fleishik. Because did it ever really become fleishik? How did it become
fleishik? No, I'm saying if there are dishes in there, if there are like unwashed dishes with like...
With fleishik on it.
Yeah, so then the knife becomes straight.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, could be. If you have fleishiks and milchik kalim soaking in the same thing, yeah, it's very possible that you have to kasha the silverware, whatever was.
And what about the dishes?
Same thing with dishes.
If they were soaked.
Shaila, you have to, but it's a shaila. Okay, you have to hear the details, but it's a shaila for sure. Okay.